some people still push toxic pesticides and synthetic fertilizers, things they learned 30 years ago. Well, Howard Garrett will talk about things he learned 30 years ago, but also what things he learned last year and yesterday. So here he is, your host, the natural organic scientist, the Dirt Doctor.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show and to organic gardening and landscaping and healthy living in general. We talk about all sorts of things. We had a caller from the last hour. I got busy and didn't talk to him off the air, so we'll start with him in just a minute. But whatever you want to talk about, compost making, the fruit and pecan tree issues. I was just writing something about our basic program there. All of that's available on our website. Our website brings you this area, this hour. It's dirtdoctor.com. And if you're not familiar with it, a lot of information there in different ways. I guess the best place to start is twofold. One is on the button on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com that says library information. That is the library, and everything under that button, click on it, and everything under it is in alphabetical order. So you can look up whatever subject that you're interested in, and if we're missing something you need help with, let us know. You can send us an email to info@dirtdoctor.com and suggest putting it in there or answering you or whatever. And, of course, we can talk about it on the air here at 866-444-3478. The library is one thing on the homepage that's major. The other major thing, especially for those of you that are just getting into what we're talking about, is the button, and it's nothing but a word on the homepage there, that the word guides. Under that word, that button, you'll find the formula for making Garrett juice, the formula for the sick tree treatment, the basic organic programs for roses and fruit trees and all of that stuff, the tree trunk goop formulas there. In other words, all the basic information that I refer to all the time is right there on the homepage under the word guides. We've got a lot of stuff on YouTube, videos and things, Facebook, continuing to put information. I put the story that I covered in the first hour this morning about Pepsi deciding to take aspartame out of their diet Pepsi, which is a big deal, step in the right direction. The next step would be to, you know, stop having diet drinks out there, period. But that's not going to happen anytime soon. So at least they are eliminating aspartame from their drinks. Diet Coke's not doing it. Diet Coke still has aspartame in some of their products. You haven't heard that that's a problem? Well, it is. Aspartame works pretty well to kill ants. It's a good fire ant and other ant control. I don't have any fire ants at our place, but we do have more ants this year after all the rain than I've ever seen before. Things like acrobat ants, odorous ants, the little black ants, things like that. They don't really do a lot of damage. They're just kind of there and irritating to some people in a way. You can dust out a little aspartame where they're working, and you'd be surprised how well it works as a control. Well, let's get back to John's question. He had another question for us about something. John, you still there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here.
What can I do for you about that?
Okay, it pertained to blueberries. I've been battling a pretty serious health issue the past few years, and I every spring go and pick supposedly organic blueberries from a farm. And then it was this year that I found out that they spray the weeds under the blueberry bushes with a Roundup product. And in fact, the proprietor ended up telling me that. And so my question was, obviously it's not spraying the berry itself, but I just wondered if you had any idea what percentage you might get versus, you know, spraying it right on the berry, or how toxic might those berries truly be for somebody who doesn't have the strongest immune system?
Well, it's a good question, John. And all I can tell you is that Roundup and the active ingredient in Roundup, glyphosate, are both real problem. There was some research that just came out a week or so ago talking about the fact that the mixture that's sold as the commercial product Roundup is 10 times worse than glyphosate, the active ingredient in it. It has been marketed dishonestly. It's been marketed as a product that's safe to be around, and it breaks down as soon as it hits the soil and is not a problem. The truth is it doesn't break down, and it continues to combine with other things in the soil and be a problem. It is related to the GMO issue, which probably isn't the case with your blueberries, but it's out there in all kinds of ways, and we've got the medical and scientific backup on dirtdoctor.com about how dangerous it is if you want to go in there and read more about that. It can be picked up by the roots. There's no question about it. I've seen Roundup kill trees, for example, where trees have been sprayed with Roundup for weeds under the trees.
Wow.
How you know how much is in the plant and how, you know, it affects you, there's no way to know. All you can do is try to talk to the people there and see if you can get them to listen to you, because it, in that situation, spraying weeds around fruit trees is something that we, you know, ran into a great solution to a long time ago that avoids Roundup, and that is to use the vinegar herbicide around the bases of grapes and blueberries and any, especially woody fruit. You can spray the vinegar, you know, right on the trunks of the plants, and it not only doesn't hurt anything, but it controls the weeds very, very well, and it's good for the soil as opposed to Roundup. So you might pass that on to them, give them the name of our website, dirtdoctor.com. If you can find a source that is truly organic with their blueberry production, that would be certainly a better thing to do. With any fruit, I would wash the fruit very well when you get it home with a veggie wash type of thing, or with hydrogen peroxide or orange oil or something like that. That helps you with any residue that's on the surface of the fruit. And even if it's grown organically, it could be handled with dirty hands. So I recommend that to everybody, no matter whether it's organic or not. Problem is that the toxic chemical compounds are systemic in a lot of cases and get into the plant, you know, interiorly. And you can't wash that away. If they're using organic techniques on everything else that they do besides spraying Roundup around them, that's good. That's better than just conventional growing. But there still is, I have to be honest with you, a risk of the Roundup being in the fruit.
Where on your website, in the library section, would you find that vinegar herbicide?
Right under guides, like I was just saying, on the homepage.
Okay, under the guides.
Yeah, if you look on the homepage, there's a whole bunch of words on there. It's
okay.
It's going to be better one of these days. But right now, there's just a bunch of words. Each of those words is a button. Click on the one that says guides, and that takes you to the formulas in there. Also in the library, where everything's just in alphabetical order, you can find the herbicide, all the different organic herbicides that are available out there, and details about them, so you could give them that information too.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, the final thing just is I've wondered about for so long, and I'm a golf fan as well. What is your handicapper index for people who listen to you and also know the game of golf?
My index currently is 6.2, and I'm not playing to it. Last time I played, I shot about 84, and I'm doing that way too often. It's expensive, John, when you do that.
Well, yeah, but you'd take my pocket pretty fast, but I guess when you're playing with people who are the good golfers. Then
I'm playing with some really good players, some scratch players. In fact, some pros play with us from time to time, and it's really a lot of fun. You know, we almost have a ongoing tournament. My team leader, for example, the last time I played, shot 67, and he didn't even break a sweat. So,
oh, wow. Well, if you ever come up to the Ozarks near Branson, you give me a buzz.
Okay.
Because they've got Bass Pro has that a course that they just did on television. It's supposed to be the best nine-hole course in the world, and, you know, it's really spectacular. They put hundreds of millions of dollars into this course. It's just in the mountains there. It's really beautiful. So if you want to play some golf up here, just give us a buzz.
Well, I like to. There's a lot of beautiful things to see in Arkansas, including the Crystal Bridges Museum, which is one of my favorite museums in the country. Send me an email. Let me know how I get a hold of you. Maybe we can get together.
Okay, okay.
All right, thanks.
All right, God bless you. Thank you.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Michigan. We're going all over the country today and talk to Mike. Hey, Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. Can you get off of that speakerphone, please, sir?
Yeah.
All righty. What can I do for you?
Well, first time I've ever heard your program, I think, so far.
Well, that's great. And my timing is usual bad manners here. I've got to take a break. Can you hold on with me?
Sure.
So we won't be rushed. I will be back right after this. Don't go away, everybody. The telephone number, if you want to slip in here, is 866-444-3478. We'll talk about Garrett Juice right after this.
The future of holistic health is here. Possessing the power to maintain wellness at the cellular level, RegActive is a revolutionary and remarkable new supplement that will transform the future of preventative and restorative health. RegActive features the innovative probiotic strain ME3, a patented probiotic with over 20 years of research proven to naturally stimulate and produce glutathione, the body's master antioxidant. Glutathione is used by all of our cells, especially in the fight against free radicals, environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Our levels of glutathione decrease dramatically as we age, leaving us very vulnerable to age-related health issues. Revolutionary, remarkable, RegActive. RegActive is from Essential Formulas, renowned for introducing Dr. O'Hara's probiotics to the United States 15 years ago. Look for RegActive at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide where Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are sold.
Don't let biting, disease-carrying mosquitoes ruin your summer. Protect your family, pets, and livestock with organic, easy-to-use mosquito dunks and mosquito bits. Summit mosquito dunks and mosquito bits kill mosquitoes before they're old enough to bite. And they're safe and effective to use in ponds, bird baths, rain gutters, and in any standing water. Mosquito dunks and mosquito bits are available at garden centers everywhere. Visit SummerResponsibleSolutions.com for more information.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
There are many good pet foods on the market, and we've promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I now feed my dogs and the pet food that you should let your pets try. They will enjoy it, just like mine do. Victor not only has grain-free choices, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten. These great products are naturally preserved with no toxic chemicals, fake flavors, or colors, and they're loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, prebiotics, and other healthy ingredients. My dogs, Carmen and Tater, look and feel better than ever. Ask for Victor dog food and cat food at your favorite pet store or feed store. And for more information about dog and cat food recommended by me, the Dirt Doctor, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on dirtdoctor.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and we're back with Mike in Michigan. Mike, you there?
Yep.
What have you got for me on Garrett juice?
Well, I have no idea on Garrett juice. That's the first time I heard about it.
Oh, okay.
Right. So,
that was
your
question. Huh?
I believe it says something here. I mean, from what I've listened to the program probably about an hour now, that you can make it. So I can go online, I guess, and find this on your website, and I think I can navigate that. But
well,
I didn't know if there's the situation I have is I live right on the lake, Lake Michigan. I have high winds
right.
a lot of time and very sandy soil.
Okay.
So sandy, I have a large dune on my property. I'm right on the lake that I've had three trees fall in the last, 100-foot trees fall.
Like, wow.
Because we had some storms, and some of them just have snapped, so I don't know what's going on, but
well, I think that I can help you in a couple of ways here. Garrett juice is one of the main tools that we use, but the key is the overall organic program. Have you used any organic techniques or products in the past?
About the only thing I do is, you know, chop up, used up vegetables and things like that, and they go in the garden.
Okay, well, that's
about it.
That's great. That's a good first step. The coffee grounds, if you're a coffee drinker, are a very important part of the program, in my opinion, as well. And even if you're not a coffee drinker, you can pick up coffee grounds from restaurants and coffee shops and things like
right.
that. Garrett juice is, besides the organic fertilizing and using native mulches and keeping the bare soil covered, which will help you a lot, especially with the sandy soil. What Garrett juice does is just adds another element of benefit to the soil, which is the key to the whole organic program, because building the soil, a healthy biological activity, relates directly to the root systems of plants being much, much larger and much, much healthier, and being able to withstand wind and problems like you're suggesting, as well as being able to pull up moisture and access nutrients better. Building mycorrhizal fungus on the roots of the plants is actually what goes on. Garrett juice helps with direct feeding of the plants, but also the indirect building of this biological activity in the soil. That's why it's so powerful. The mixture you'll see on the website or in my books is compost tea, vinegar, molasses, and seaweed. And it evolved over a period of years of trying different things in a blend and what would work the best. Well, those ingredients that are currently in there all do a little bit different thing. Some of them help to stimulate some kind of microbes. Others stimulate other kind of microbes. Some help plants set buds and help blossoms form. Others help with repelling insect and mites, spider mites, and problems like that. The seaweed specifically is in that category. So each one of the ingredients does a little bit different thing, and we recommend spraying it on the foliage during the growing season and also drenching it into the soil for the soil and the roots. So it's just a real broad spectrum beneficial kind of an addition to your overall program. You know, it's not, there are some people I have to say that don't fertilize with anything other than Garrett juice, but we kind of recommend that you use it along with some other dry products and some other things just to have a balance of nutrition going on all the time.
Now, I have a lot of leaves.
That's good.
But probably so many, I mean, is it okay if like if I grind them up to just leave them on the lawn?
Sure, you bet.
Over the winter?
I recommend that highly. There's some people that'll tell you that that makes the pH too low and causes this problem or that problem. Well, if that were the case, the forests would be in real trouble, wouldn't they?
Right.
So
right.
It's, yeah, that's very beneficial. What kind of trees do you have there? Oaks and maples and ginkgo and a mixture of things? Or
I have about 800 trees.
Wow, terrific. How many acres do you have?
16.
Oh, that's great.
So it's a large property, and probably 3 acres of it is, you know, utilized like lawn and garden.
Right.
But I've not been too good on the organic side. I mean, I've used Miracle-Gro and things like that, but I do have this obtrusive orange vine that it's like a strangleweed that it's got a pretty heavy leaf that is just taking over.
Are the flowers trumpet-shaped?
I have never seen a flower on it.
Oh, okay, it's just a foliage. Well, one thing you can do if you have specific problems, and anybody out there can do it, is take a photograph and send it to us. A lot of times those really terrible weed vines, you just have to physically remove them. But depending on what it is, we might be able to give you a clue. I'd love to see your place. Send us some photographs and stay in touch, and we can help you. If you get rid of the Miracle-Gro, which I highly recommend you avoid, and get into the organic fertilizers and all like we're talking about, I think you'll see tremendous improvement and your trees stop blowing down. We can't eliminate that completely, but with stronger, healthier root systems and stronger soil holding up the plants, we can limit a lot of that.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, Mike.
Thanks.
And anybody wants to do that, it's fine and dandy. Just info@dirtdoctor.com. Telephone number 866-444-3478. If you need a question answered during the week and I'm not around, just go to dirtdoctor.com.
Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. For the best-looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. I'm just talking to Mike about the trees on his place and everything in Chicago. I love Chicago, all kinds of things, restaurants there, museums and everything, terrific place. Judy's family from that area. But the Chicago and one tree there is how I got so into ginkgo. I think why I planted ginkgo early in my career and have such a big one now at the house is the big ginkgo that's there at the Frank Lloyd Wright house and old office there in Chicago, and it is a monster. It's worth going to see that tour in that Frank Lloyd Wright area just to see that ginkgo that's there. It's fantastic. It's a girl, too, like mine with the fruit, which I don't mind. I've got little babies growing all over the place now, and I pot them up and give them to people and that sort of thing. Next up is Jerry in Coppell. Hey, Jerry.
Hello.
How you doing?
How are you today?
Good.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
In portions of my yard, I have St. Augustine, and in another area, there is Bermuda.
Okay.
I'm watering every 3 days, 10 minutes in each zone, but the Bermuda is dying, and the St. Augustine is turning brown and trying to curl up. I went over to a place in Grapevine and got some Nature's Guide premium turf food to put down, and I was wondering, since it's this time of year, is it a good idea to go ahead and put that down?
Well, if you haven't fertilized any time in the past, recent past, it is a good thing to do, even though it's hot. Don't put it out real heavy. I'd put it out about half the recommended rate put it out about 10 pounds per 1,000 square feet. But your watering schedule is not good at all there, Jerry. You need to water about three times that much each time you water. 10 minutes a time, you're not putting down enough moisture for it to keep from even from evaporating before it does any good in the soil and the roots. I recommend, I'm about to kick up my watering time for my front yard. Water's 27 minutes.
And 27 minutes per time?
Yeah, and I'm about to increase that over 30 minutes. When it's this hot, you need to really water so much that it soaks in really, really well. Now, people that don't have healthy soil and it's not porous enough to accept that moisture, you might have to water 15 minutes and then stop and water other areas and come back and water 15 minutes again the same day on, you see what I mean? So it'll soak in and not run off into the street. You know, when you've been organic for a long time, the soil will have a texture so that the water soaks right in, and that long watering process works beautifully. Most of the sprinkler companies and most of the landscape companies recommend that short watering time, and I don't know how in the world that got started. I think it was because they were trying to avoid runoff.
Right. Well, if you're going to water that often, how long should you take between the first watering and the second one if you're going to do it on the same day?
Every site's different. If it's real heavy clay and the site has been fertilized with salt fertilizers and it's dead as it can be, the water won't enter at all, and it'll run off real fast. And you might not be able to water more than 10 minutes. In other cases, 15 or 20 minutes, it might work fine. Everybody has to just try it and see how long it takes before it starts to be a problem. And the better the soil gets, the healthier it gets. What happens when the biological activity starts kicking up in the soil, the texture of the soil changes, the smell of the soil changes. You get that rich forest floor earthy kind of smell, and it even changes color. It'll change color, and it'll look more like the black soil that we have, goes from a deep dark black to kind of a black brown and looks like German chocolate cake. It starts to change texture as well as color and smell and everything when it gets healthier. And when that happens, that water soaks in a whole lot better. But still, even though it's soaking in really well, you need to water a long time and really fill up that reservoir of airspace in that soil, and then wait as long as you can. And that varies from site to site too, before you water again. It's all subjective. It's all something you have to learn how to do on your own property.
Well, I'm on clay, and I bought a bag of molasses. Is it okay to go ahead and put that down now?
Yeah, if you haven't done any of that stuff, it's okay to do it now. If you want to avoid having to worry about it now with the heat and be out there working in all the heat, you can wait a while until it's a little milder. Everything would probably function a lot easier if you did that. But with organic fertilizer, you can do it in the middle of the heat of the summer. There's no problem with that at all.
Okay. And a final question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a Bradford pear in the backyard. It's 11 feet from the house. It's a very large tree with a 24-inch diameter. And I was scared to death during all the rain we had this spring that was going to come down on my house or my neighbors,
mm-hmm.
and because of the saturation. I'm going to have it taken down, but I don't believe that I can get a stump grinder in there because of water sprinkler heads and things like this. And there'll either be a stump or I can get it ground. What do you recommend doing with the stump?
Well, some of the stump grinders are fairly compact, so that'd be the best thing to do is get an arborist to take it out with a stump grinder. Second best, cut it down as low as you can, drill holes all in it, fill the holes up with molasses, cover it with a big thick layer of mulch, and let it rot away.
Okay.
One of the two.
And I want to come back and put down a crepe myrtle close to that.
No
How
problem.
Far away should it be?
Just far enough to be able to dig the hole.
Really?
Yeah, being nearby won't hurt a thing in the world.
Okay, well, that's all I have. Thank you so much for your help.
You bet. Good luck with it. Yeah, when stuff rots, next to a plant that you're trying to grow, that's nothing but good, really. Got a little compost operation there right beside your new tree. Ann in Dallas next up. Hi, Ann. Ann, you there? I think Ann is listening to the radio.
Hello?
Instead of the phone. There she is. Hi, Ann.
Hi. I'm sorry. I was listening. Yes, sir. First, I'd like to compliment. I've been knowing about you for years and off and on listen to you, and I do as much organic as possible.
Good.
And I have a cat, so I, you know, and I have a cat, so, you know, I don't want any kind of chemicals around because of her.
Sure.
And you have a very pleasant listening voice. You're just like my animal vet, very compassionate.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Can you turn down your radio? It sounds like it's confusing
yes,
you a
sir,
little
that's
bit.
That's what I was reaching to do.
Yeah, that'll keep you confused. They're on a different time schedule.
Uh-huh, I noticed. Okay, I haven't had a real bad problem with ants, and just this week I found a couple of dead geckos in on the floor and just swarmed with ants. Okay, I took care of that, and I have organic EcoSmart that I got. I use a nursery in Mesquite and get some items there. And it's just for, you know, different kinds of the bugs. Well, okay, that was fine then. But last night I woke up with little ants stinging me.
Uh-oh, that's not good.
And they're little, but and you feel the sting, but then afterwards it doesn't itch. It's not like a fire ant. But now I can't find them, and I don't know what to use because I don't want to do any kind of oily spray or anything that's has a real strong odor because of my allergies and sinus. And I heard you talking earlier about aspartame. Now, is that good to use in the house? Is that granule or powder?
It's a granule. It's a little blue artificial sweetener that people use in their coffees and teas that we don't recommend.
Yes.
But it will kill ants. Now, I don't know if the cat licks up a whole bunch of it, whether it would be good for the cat or not, so you need to be careful with that.
Mm-hmm.
But for something to kill the ants inside and with allergies, you're going to have to probably stay away from orange oil and from the essential oils, although that'd be the first thing I'd try and just see if they bother you because that'd be a good way to control the ants. You can also control them with cinnamon, with black pepper, with red pepper dusted out in the areas where it's a problem, and get somebody like EcoSafe, or, you know, one of the pest control companies that uses natural techniques to come in and use baits because the baits are positioned in specific spots, not broadcast all over the place, and they're really good for people that have allergies, and they can fix you up. They use the non-toxic controls, and they can get them under control and nothing flat.
Well, can I purchase the baits and then just put them where I want to put them myself?
Well, you can. You're going to have to go to a place that really is into that, that specializes. Maybe the garden centers that you've gone to that sell organic fertilizers and all will have some baits that will work like that.
I would like to try that.
Give it a shot. Some of them that have boric acid. You need to be careful, again, about the cat. Be sure they're in little bait stations and places where the ants can get in, but the cat could not get in.
Right.
Put them in matchboxes and you know, professional bait stations that are available would be the best way to go.
I'm familiar with the boric acid, but I was scared about maybe, you know, if she might happen to step in.
Stepping in it won't hurt until they lick it up.
Yes,
so,
that's why I don't do anything but organic out in the yard. Because
Look at the baits that are pastes and all, because there is no dustiness that can be picked up, and they really work well. Let me go in and help some other people, but if you go that route, I think it'll get you just where you want to go and not have the ant problem anymore. Call me back if you had something else.
Thank you.
Okay. Talk to you later. Thank you very much. It's John's turn in the colony next up. Hey, John.
Hey, thanks for taking taking my call.
Yes, sir.
So we've got a porch light out on our porch that we've had out there for years, and we've had some bugs. But for some reason this year, there's some sort of a bug that's so thick that in the mornings we have to blow it off with a leaf blower. And they're about the size and shape of a mosquito, but it's not a mosquito. Any ideas on what that might be?
Well, somebody sent me pictures the other day of a little wasp-looking thing. It was on the plants, and I think that it was one of the little flies. It's actually a fly, not a wasp, that causes galls on plants because they had a real time with that. And I think that may be what you're dealing with. Do they look a little bit like a cross between a big fly and a wasp?
Nah, this looks more like a mosquito.
Okay, hang on. I'll talk to you off the air about it. Got to run for a second. Sorry about my timing. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
I have a great recommendation for container gardening. Smart Pot is superior in several ways. It's a fabric container that releases heat and enhances root structure because it's fabric. You can have a garden in any location. It's easy to carry, lasts for years, provides excellent drainage, and prevents soil compaction and circling roots. For more information or to find a store in your area, go to smartpots.com or call 800-521-8098. That's smartpots.com.
EcoSafe provides natural, organic pest control to take care of pests without using harmful, toxic products. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. EcoSafe specializes in the use of Spectra products to eliminate pests naturally. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities to the pest control companies. Call 1-855-825-2849 or go to EcoSafePest.com.
As we age, it's important to keep moving, but it doesn't have to hurt. You know, sometimes pain is inevitable, but suffering can be optional. In addition to healthier eating habits and staying active, I've discovered a powerful new formula to help provide nutritional support for healthy inflammation response. Kyolic Curcumin from our friends at Kyolic. Kyolic Curcumin is a synergistic combination of the antioxidant properties of odorless organic aged garlic extract, along with a proprietary Mariva turmeric complex made from a unique blend of curcumin and phosphatidylcholine to help maximize absorption. I take Kyolic Curcumin every day to provide natural support for healthy inflammation response, joint and muscle health, cardiovascular benefit, colon and liver function, as well as other nutritional benefits. So take the first step with Kyolic Curcumin. The rest is easy.
Kyolic Curcumin is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere. For more information, visit Kyolic.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
If you're like me, balancing my blood sugar is important to me for my health and wellness, especially as I get older. I pay attention to what I eat and try to exercise daily, but even that might not be enough. So each day I take Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance in conjunction with a healthy diet, regular exercise, and plenty of rest. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is my trusted ally for healthy weight management, overall cardiovascular health, and immune function. Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is a synergistic combination of odorless kyolic aged garlic extract and herbs and nutrients shown to help maintain blood sugar levels. And it's made by our friends at Kyolic, the number one best-selling odorless garlic supplement on the market for over 40 years. So join the Kyolic team. I did.
Kyolic Blood Sugar Balance is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you, and let's see where we need to go. The colony here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area is John's turn. Hello, John.
Yeah, I was talking to you about this this bug that we have. We're getting piles and piles of around our porch light.
Yeah, the my question to you is, if you look at it real closely, about how long is it? Is it as small as a mosquito or a little bit bigger than that?
It's about the same size as a mosquito.
Okay. Well, I think it may be a little different than the one I was looking at the other day, but I bet you it's in the same category. Because of the weather, there's a whole bunch of these little flies and wasps of various kinds around that cause galls on plants. They're not really they don't bother people. They don't eat plants. They don't cause any problems, but they do lay their young on the plants and cause some little galls to form. And I think that may be what you're dealing with, because it's an insect we just haven't seen around very much, and we're seeing a whole bunch of them right now. Somebody sent me some pictures of some that were bigger than that. They were probably a half inch long, so they were bigger than mosquitoes, and they had a little bit of a look of a wasp, but a little bit of a look of just an elongated fly. Have you looked at them under a glass of any kind?
No, I haven't done that.
If you've got a magnifying glass, why don't you look at them? We'll probably put some photographs either on Facebook or on the website about these insects, because I'm getting more and more questions about them, and it's something we don't normally see. I think it's kind of a little irritation and a temporary deal. I don't think they're anything real dangerous or will sting you or eat plants or anything like that at all.
Okay, if I wanted to send you a picture, how would I go about doing that?
Just send it to info@dirtdoctor.com. And more and more people are doing that. Unfortunately, some of the pictures that are sent are a little bit too fuzzy to tell anything about. And I know that some of the cameras, my phone in fact has a difficult time doing close-ups. I hope they make that technology better. They've got an attachment you can add to them, but when you have an OtterBox on your phone, like I have to have as often as I drop my phone, the attachment won't fit on there. So just send as good a picture as you can to info@dirtdoctor.com, and we'll try to give you some help. On little delicate kind of insects like that, they're easy to kill if you need to. You can kill them with orange oil at 2 ounces per gallon of water. You can get the commercial products that are essential oils. Eco Smart and is one. Eco Safe is another from the company that's our recommended pest control company in Dallas-Fort Worth area. And there are some others. They're basically made out of the juices from herbs, things like clove and rosemary and things like that. And they actually kill. They're not just repellents. They kill the insects. They smell.
Do you have to actually hit the insects with the spray, or will?
Well, you do to kill them, but they're with orange oil, for example, and some of the other essential oils, there is a certain amount of repelling that they do as well. In other words, the insects will try to stay away from them. But if those oil products hit the insects, it'll kill them. Now, the downside on that, the negative is that it would also kill green lace wings and other beneficials. So you don't want to be spraying them all over the place on a regular basis as a preventative, because it'd kill beneficials. But when you have insect pests that build up and are a real nuisance, like it sounds like yours are, or they're an insect that's really doing some damage in some way, these essential oils, up to and including termites and carpenter ants and, you know, things like that, these oil plants like orange oil or other essential oil plants, if they hit the insect, it messes up their exoskeleton and it kills them.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try and get a picture and send it to you and get a positive ID.
That'd be good.
All right. Thank you very much.
I appreciate it very much. All righty, let's see. Right now, I hate to say this, because if everybody calls in right now, I'm not going to have time to get very many people online. If one calls in real quickly, we might be able to get one more question in before we go away. Wanted to end with a couple of things. We've talked about the weather and the watering issues a bit. It's going to become a bigger and bigger problem for a lot of you out there, especially in the South, but it can happen anywhere, and that is water restrictions and heat that's so strong that plants are burning. When you get burned foliage on the plants, and it can happen on a lot of different things. I'm seeing it on some really tough plants right now. There's nothing you can do to help that foliage. All you can do is try to create a situation where the plants start growing again and put out, set some new buds and grow some new foliage and keep that new foliage watered well. One of the tips that I got off the air today, and I was thinking about doing a document for everybody about some of these tips we've been getting that are terrific. But one of them is the caller said that they were watering their crepe myrtle, the foliage. And their crepe myrtles look better and have continued blooming better than anybody in the neighborhood. And that's a great idea, because the foliage can accept that moisture right in through the foliage in a lot of cases and help that burning from happening. And a lot of people will warn you just the opposite, that water on the foliage will burn the plants. But you might play around with that. Give the foliage that is in starting to get in a little trouble a little bit of moisture, especially in the morning. That's the best time to do it. The birds will love it as well. Late afternoon and evening, second best time. Well, I'm Howard Garrett. I've enjoyed being with you. I am the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. Go there for your questions. In the meantime, I will see you. Enjoy your gardens.